case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
This weekend, we're going to be hearing this at the halftime show. Birds of Tokyo have gotten the honours of performing at the 2021 Grand Final this year. And Adam Weston, a.k.a. Westy, the drummer, is on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, gang.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Actually, much better now. I mean, I've just come out of doing my 14 days of ISO to be here in Perth and get amongst it. So, really looking forward to the occasion. Yeah.
Have the nerves kicked in yet for Saturday?
Not quite yet, but with these sort of things, they do a full dress rehearsal. So I think once that kicks off, I'll probably get a sense of the magnitude of it.
Yeah, definitely. So I went and stalked Birds of Tokyo Instagram, and when it got announced you guys were doing it, you said to expect fireworks, spaceships, water slides, human cannibals, and for people to bring helmets. So how is it being decided which band member is getting shot out of the cannon?
I'd definitely nominate Kenny, I reckon. Been wanting to do that for a long time. But, okay. So now I definitely feel like we've got something to live up for.
Yeah, you've set the bar quite high, let's be honest.
But it is super exciting. I mean, it's we're Victorian, so obviously we're a bit sad it's not here this year. But Perth has the honour of having the AFL Grand Final. Tell us what it's like. You get to perform in front of a home crowd at, you know, one of the biggest sporting events in the world. How exciting is that?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's pretty surreal, and I think we're just very grateful for the opportunity to be part of such a historic occasion for WA and for footy. I mean, obviously, it's bitterly disappointing for all those Melbourne supporters that couldn't get across, especially the Demon supporters. It's been so long since they've had a flag, but with the way everything's been going the last year or two, I'm just thankful that there can be a grand final to begin with.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys have a brand new single out. It's called Superglue. Is this going to be included in the halftime show, or are you just going to do like the old faithful songs?
I think we'd better play it safe and just play a couple of the old faithfuls. Because to be honest, the band has never actually been in the same room together and played Superglue. I mean, during this whole pandemic, we've all lived in different cities. So we've pretty much been writing and recording away from each other, and even collaborating with Bonnie from Stand Atlantic. The way the video was shot, we had a crew in Perth for Kenny and then a crew in Sydney for Bonnie, and you just kind of piece everything together that way. So we better not run the risk of trying a new one for the first time in front of a few million on TV.
Now, maybe not a new song, but part of your repertoire is the West Coast Eagles theme song. Now, I know that the West Coast Eagles aren't playing the grand final, but do you throw it in there for the Western Australian crowd?
No, I certainly wouldn't.
It hasn't got the ticket of approval.
I voted very harshly against that decision to do that, being a Collingwood supporter.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I think I was outvoted by the other band members to do that, so they can have their fun with that.
Yeah.
Well, last question. Who are you rooting for this weekend, the D's or the Bulldogs?
I'm going to have to lean towards the D's, even though I know it's a very different Bulldogs outfit this year. You know, they kind of had their moment in 2016 to, reward the long-time followers, so it's Melbourne's turn.
Absolutely. And so you go in Melbourne. Who do you reckon's Norm Smith?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, Melbourne have got so many guns.
They do.
Let's go Petrarca.
All right, so Petrarca in Melbourne. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see what happens. Westy, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, team.